listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. It's not an opinion, it's a fact. You can download the Browns mobile app from Apple or Android phones, tablets, and iPads to get the latest news, videos, and photos straight from the team to your device. Phone lines lighten up here as you guys want to talk about what the Browns
share
need to
share your opinions with us.
Do it. 216-578-0850, Dog Pound. Joel in Cleveland, what are you looking for the Browns to address here in this draft and free agency?
Well, to be honest, I think this receiver class is pretty deep, and we're not that great at picking those guys, to be honest. I'd rather go for the sure thing.
Well, we haven't seen Rafe. To be fair, we haven't seen Rafe Farmer pick a receiver yet. So the past people who have failed, that to me is not relevant.
Okay, then let's just go back with that. It's very, very deep. I mean, even Kevin Smith ran a 4.42, and he was productive.
Yep.
I'm looking at guys that really were productive. Okay, it's very deep, and there's a lot of guys that even have untapped potential that we could take. You know, and I thought they did a great job of free agents with the wide receivers. Give me somebody like Danny Shelton. And Vic Beasley, 12 and 19, bam. There's your defense, solid.
I would love that. I would love that.
And that middle's healthy because those guys, Ruben's on the end. What's his face? He can't stay too healthy. I mean, those guys are getting.
Well, you'd be adding them to, you know, you need somebody in the middle, which is what Shelton would give you. Then you've got Dez Bryant. You've got Armani Bryant coming back. You've got Billy Wynn. You've got John Hughes. So there are some good players. The Browns just weren't healthy on that D-line. But getting Danny Shelton would help. And then Vic Beasley, who I think is more realistic. This is a guy who could be, you know, one of the great pass rushers at the outside linebacking position in this draft class. The problem with Shelton is it seems the hype on him, nobody has him getting past Chicago at 7. It just doesn't seem like it's going to happen. And I'd like to see it happen because he was one of the first people linked to the Browns.
He was.
A long time ago.
And he just continues to climb.
He does. Wide receiver, I'm fine with if you get a guy that you want to develop. That's okay with me. That's fine. Then you've got to bring somebody back in free agency who can start for you. Because as I look at this team right now, you don't have a number one receiver, and you really don't have a number two receiver.
You have a true three.
You have a great slot. You have a plus slot receiver in Andrew Hawkins, who showed that he can play some number two receiver, but I don't think it's ideal to have him as your number two. I think you need to get some more size, given that this offense, given the weather we play in, give some guys an opportunity who can catch the football when they're not necessarily open, and you can throw them open, throw jump balls. So I do think you need to address that, whether, again, it be via free agency or the draft or both. But you got to have somebody that can come in as established and be the top pass catcher. It seems as though Jordan Cameron's not going to be back. So your number one returning pass catcher from a year ago is Andrew Hawkins. Your number two returning pass catcher from a year ago is Taylor Gabriel. Not a lot of size there.
No, there's not. And also, too, is I think we hope that, and I would love to see, you know, a guy like Mel Kiper or McShay compare guys from last year's class to guys in this year's class. Because I think that's the best way that fans or those who want the Cleveland Browns to take a wide receiver can rationalize a productive talent from last year, which was very deep, as is this year's draft. Kind of see how they would, you know, trend in our offense, or how, you know, where we could get them at and their contribution would be, and if it's truly a valuable situation for the Cleveland Browns to take a wide receiver at 12.
And the wide receiver position, as we talked about, is so important because of what it does to a defense, what it adds to your overall offensive capabilities, and the pressure and things it'll open up underneath for your great slot receiver, for your ground game. I just think that it's very important. And when you think about from a strategic standpoint in terms of long-term development, which we know what the Browns want to do, receivers are expensive. And receivers who are going to be on the open market that are going to be productive, you're going to be in a bidding war for a guy like Torrey Smith. You're going to be in a bidding war for a guy like Michael Crabtree, Randall Cobb. And the question becomes, are those guys at this point in their careers worth that much money? Because I don't think a Dez Bryant or a Demaryius Thomas
or
gets
Randall
away
Cobb
from their team.
I
think Cobb might not, but he's more of a slot, led the league in slot yards last year with 1,067.
But at $9 million, he's getting paid like an outside.
And he's going to have to be a number one receiver for you. So your best chance to get hit on receivers is to get them via the draft as opposed to free agency. And I think with the team that's looking at this long term, and we're going to have Joel Corey on, who's a capologist, a former agent, understands salary cap and the price points, especially. We'll have some good insight for us on free agency, what it's going to cost, the Browns cap situation, what he thinks about that. That's coming your way at 2:30. Let's go to Charles in Canton now. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, how we doing today, guys?
Good. Welcome. How are you?
I'm all right. I think the Browns just need to focus on playmakers on both sides of the ball.
I agree.
Phillip, and double up on positions later on in the draft, like offensive line. You can double up on offensive linemen, but don't take one in the first or second round. Take, you know, fourth round, we have two picks. Sixth round, we have two picks. We have a lot of draft picks, and so I think we have enough room to double up on positions if we need to, you know, build a, you know, a backup.
And listen, they're all about driving competition, so doubling up at a position, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not
especially if it's a critical position, get as many guys, throw as many assets at it, and so let's say let the only the strong survive, let the cream rise to the top.
But I believe that they need to just put whoever's going to be the quarterback, put people around the quarterback who are going to help the quarterback succeed. And
I think,
you know,
that's
build him up. I mean, I honestly, you know, I know what you said, you know, besides quarterback, I honestly feel our best option is Brian Hoyer. I think he is the best free agent. I think we have to move up too far to get a quarterback who is going to contribute this year at all. I don't see a third, fourth round quarterback contributing at all. And I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, taking somebody who, you know what, we're going to sit him down. You know, we're not throwing him in there too early like we did, you know, like we do with every quarterback. But I honestly just, you know, stay the course. You know, Brian Hoyer with a bunch of, you know, playmakers around him, and, you know, see what he can do.
You got to get playmakers to help any quarterback here. And people who say you don't need playmakers when you have a great quarterback, that's true. But the Browns right now don't have that great quarterback. You don't have Tom Brady sitting back there making a guy like Julian Edelman famous. And Julian Edelman's been a heck of a player in the pros. But, yeah, sure, it's helped him to have Tom Brady.
It has.
Browns don't have Tom Brady.
It has. And my stance is you strategically add as much competition and talent to a roster and have them fight it out. And you really do. And I said strategically on purpose because it doesn't mean you blow money in free agency or you significantly move up in a draft to go get somebody, you know, just to add them. Because I think at the positions of need for the Cleveland Browns, there are enough players that we can add competition and add value and talent to this roster where we sit right now and let them fight it out, you know, sure, to the death. Who cares? Whatever it might be.
We're in a good spot entering into this draft. Let's real quickly, before we take a break here, let's get back on the phone lines and let's get to our guy, Keith in Lakewood. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey Matt. Hey, Nathan. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Matt.
Hey, Nathan, did you listen to the Triple H interview?
I did not. What did he say?
He's going to be inducted into the International Hall of Fame, which is going to be in Columbus.
For bodybuilding?
Yes.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and I guess Arnold himself is going to indoctrinate him, but yeah, I'm surprised that you didn't listen.
I'm not a huge Triple H fan.
Well, he's still up at the cream of the top as far as talent was concerned. I thought it was a pretty great interview.
Good, I'll check it out. I'll have to pull it off the ESPNCleveland.com website.
Oh, yeah, Casey was on cloud nine with that interview. Trust me about that.
I bet.
Yeah, but onto my football question. Do you think that Devin Smith would be a pretty good pick early in the second round?
I think he would be. There's a lot of talk growing right now that Devin Smith might not get past, say, Seattle. He could be a vertical receiver there. I like Devin Smith. I think he's got to continue to show. And one of the things, there's a good article at mmqb.si.com today about guys who kind of tried to eliminate the myths about him, which Devin Smith was one, that he was a one-trick pony of vertical threat. So he really wanted to show what he could do on the slants and the curls and the ins, the outs, et cetera, really show his full route tree. I thought he was productive. He obviously has great speed. He's only 6 feet tall, so he doesn't have the total number one size, but could be a very good number two in the NFL and a stretcher. I've heard some people compare him to a guy like Mike Wallace, and if Devin Smith could be Mike Wallace, I think that would be a way to go if you go elsewhere in the first two rounds and he's still there for you in the second round. Devin Smith makes a lot of sense for the Browns.
I think so, too. And then also, too, I think a guy like Devin Smith would rule out you bringing a straight-line runner like Ted Ginn to add at the wide receiver position. And also, too, I think you no longer need to go out and get Torrey Smith. You know, if you get Devin Smith because he's that vertical threat that you've got through the draft, you don't have to pay, as you said, to fight other clubs to sign Torrey Smith to a free agent deal.
And if we're just looking at this is just one guy's big board. This is our guy, Dane Brugler, CBS NFL draft analyst, who will have with us on the show a lot. Here's his big board with wide receivers. Amari Cooper, 5th overall. Kevin White, 6th overall. Devontae Parker is 9th overall. Then there's the drop-off, and this is why you hear people focus on those big three. Dorial Green-Beckham, 22nd overall, and then you get down as it continues. Breshad Perriman, 31st. So he's got five receivers with first-round grades. Breshad Perriman, 6'2", 212, 447, 40 out of the University of Central Florida. Jalen Strong, 34th. And then you go all the way down. Delvin Smith doesn't crack his top 50. So he's somebody who could be there. The guy that I like is Nelson Aguilar from USC. 6 feet, about 200 pounds, 4.4 speed, would be a returner and a receiver right out of the gate as well. So there are options for the Browns in that second round area. But again, the three receivers at the top are significantly graded higher. Now, Dorial Green-Beckham would be right there as well if he didn't have
the
off-field
problems.
Issues. He would be, many people think he'd be the number one wide receiver in this draft class. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion with the Dog Pound. 216-578-0850 on the Browns' needs is getting in this draft. And we also will go ahead and talk to you about Todd McShay's mock draft 3.0, just released today. What does he have the Browns doing? He's got him going wide receiver, I can tell you that. And he's got him attacking offense with both picks. We'll tell you who he had the Browns selecting when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.